This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I saw this today from the European Council on Foreign Relations, and I thought it might be useful as a way to set up our next story. It was a survey by country of people from EU countries asking a whole bunch of questions, including whether people thought it was likely that the EU would fall apart in 10 to 20 years. In every country in the EU except Spain, a majority of people said that was realistic, including 58% of the people in France. And that gets us to this. Elections for the European Parliament are this weekend and have been described as a battle for the soul of the European Union. Essentially, more union or less, the economic consequences of which are enormous. Here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
Make no mistake, says veteran French political analyst Dominic Moisy, this vote is the most critical in the history of the European Parliament.
What is at stake, fundamentally, is the survival of the European Union project. Are we going to break it or to keep it?
Donald Trump's arrival in the White House, he says, along with the inexorable rise of China, make a united Europe more necessary than ever.
There is less America in the world and much more China, and there should be more Europe.
And no one is more committed to more Europe than Emmanuel Macron. They played the European anthem, not the French one, to celebrate Macron's victory in the French presidential election 2 years ago.
It had been years since a main national politician in Western Europe had run an election on an openly and admittedly and proudly pro-European message.
That's Alexandra Holroyd, a French lawmaker from Macron's party, En Marche. As president, Macron has cast himself as the saviour of Europe. He's called for a joint EU military force, a common defence budget, and a finance minister for the whole Eurozone.
More cooperation between member states of the European Union are likely to ensure what the European Union has achieved, which is peace, and further prosperity and cooperation in all different kinds of fields where we need to be together.
The message from the main rival party in these European elections couldn't be more different.
Vive la liberté! Vive la belle Europe des nations! Vive la République! Et vive la France!
Long live liberty! Long live a wonderful Europe of nation states! Long live France! Shouts Marine Le Pen, head of the right-wing National Rally. The party's chief spokesman is Laurent Jacobelli.
We want the nations to be back again. We want to choose if we want or not, welcome migrants in France. We want to give the priority of employment for French companies and French people.
In other words, he says, we don't want a European Union, we want a European alliance.
Each country has to remain independent for the way it wants to rule its economics.
But given Britain's fiasco over Brexit, his party is definitely not calling for Frexit.
We don't have to break everything. We'll change everything from inside.
With the help of other Eurosceptic parties that are likely to do well in the elections in at least seven other member states, including Italy and Germany. If Le Pen's party beats Macron's, says lawmaker Alexandra Holroyd, it'll deal a very heavy blow to the Union.
Because France is not any other European country. It is a founding member of the European Union. And the signal that would be sent across borders would be absolutely catastrophic.
The big fear is voter apathy. When Dominic Moisy met a group of young French students a week ago, they seemed more interested in the final episode of the Game of Thrones.
The fate of the Kingdom of Westeros seems much more important in their head than the fate of the European Union project.
An ominous sign for the EU. To borrow a phrase, winter is coming. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.